most Americans think we should have more religion in schools, not less. That's one of the things Trey Kay tells us about in the newest episode of our podcast, Us and Them. This new show is called The Church Lady. Us and Them host Trey Kay is here to tell us more about the podcast. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Beth.
All right, Trey. So why is it called The Church Lady? Certainly, it makes me think of the character Dana Carvey played on Saturday Night Live. We're not going to hear from him, are we?
No, Beth. There's no superior dance or isn't that special in this show. The Church Lady is a real person, and she used to visit classrooms in Ohio to talk about the Bible. And we heard about her from a journalist named Linda K. Wertheimer.
But that's not the NPR host Linda Wertheimer, right?
No, it's a different one. This Linda Wertheimer and her family moved to Ohio in the 1970s. Linda was just 9 years old when she met the church lady.
I was sitting in my fourth grade classroom, and in walks this lady, and she's carrying this, it's like a flannel type bulletin board. And then she starts putting these figures on there. They look kind of like religious figures to me. I wasn't really sure. It has this beautiful man with the long flowing hair and the beard, like you kind of see in storybooks sometimes. And then she'd show his disciples, and she'd show, and here's the sick man, and Jesus is going to heal him. And she made us sing Jesus Loves Me. All the kids around me knew the words to the song, and they were singing Jesus Loves Me very lustily. And I didn't know the words.
It turned out that Linda and her brother were the only Jewish kids in the school.
So did her family complain? What happened?
Well, the Wertheimers considered filing a lawsuit, but they were afraid that they'd be ostracized in the community. So they kept their heads down and just opted to have their kids not participate in the church lady's class. But this was incredibly awkward for Linda. She felt ostracized. It made a deep impression on her, and when she grew up, she decided to research religious education in America. She just finished a book called Faith Ed, Teaching About Religion in an Age of Intolerance.
Well, if this class happened in the 1970s, wasn't that in violation of the Supreme Court rulings about teaching religion in public schools?
Right. Basically, the courts have been clear that religious instruction in classroom violates the First Amendment.
The rulings that say we can't have prayer in schools.
Right. But interestingly, a historian that we talked to on the program points out that you still can pray in schools. Schools just can't lead organized prayers.
You're talking about education historian Jonathan Zimmerman. I was interested to hear him say that back in the day, conservatives and liberals supported religious education in the schools.
Yeah, that might be surprising to some people, because today we think of conservatives advocating for more religion in the public squares and liberals looking to push it away. There was a program called Weekday Religious Education, or WRE, that began in the 1920s, where people like the church lady or pastors or even rabbis would come into schools to teach. John Zimmerman told me the program had ardent champions on the left, especially around the time of World War II.
Lots of people on the left, including but not limited to the civil rights community, wanted religion and prayer and sacrament in school, precisely because they thought that the lessons of religion would promote social justice. So WRE was promoted in the South by pacifists and anti-racists.
So people on both sides supported it. But after the Supreme Court rulings, weekday religious education had to stop.
Well, yes and no. The court ruled in 1948 that you can't have church lady classes on school property. But 4 years later, it said that you can take kids off campus during the school day for religion classes. And that's still done in many districts. It's called release time religious education.
Is release time as controversial as prayer in schools?
In some places, it has been controversial. But a lot of parents support it. And it seems like the public in general doesn't have a big problem with mixing religious education into the public school day. There was a Gallup poll last year that found that a majority of Americans think there should be daily prayer in school.
This sounds fascinating, Trey. I'm sure it'll get people thinking. Thanks for coming on to talk about this new program.
Thank you, Beth.
Trey Kay is the host of Us and Them. The new Us and Them installment, The Church Lady, is available now on iTunes. To listen to it or to get more information, you can visit our website, wvpublic.org.